News Release, Family and Children's Services Niagara. On October 27, Dress Purple Day will bring awareness to the important role individuals and communities play in supporting vulnerable children, youth, and families. The provincial campaign, developed by Children's Aid Societies, aims to demonstrate the ways that child welfare agencies are working with community members to ensure that children and youth receive the support they need. Community organizations like Family and Children's Services Niagara work to support children and youth who need help, while spreading awareness about the services available to those who need them. Niagara is a caring community, and there are many people and agencies here that do so much to help children and youth grow up in a positive environment and be successful, says Brett Sweeney, Director of Communications and Community Engagement. At FACS, we are proud to be part of that circle of care and to provide services to strengthen families and help young people be at their best. While Dress Purple Day reminds us of the essential role that the community has in supporting vulnerable children, youth and families, it's important to know that those facing challenging situations are not alone. Organizations across Niagara offer many programs to support overall health and well-being, such as the Family Counseling Center, which offers counseling services and development programs. Ahead of Dress Purple Day, the Peace Bridge was lit purple on October 23 from dusk until 1 a.m. on October 27. Niagara Falls will be lit purple from 10 to 10:15 p.m. along with Welland Bridge 13, which will be lit purple beginning at dark. FACS encourages the Niagara community to join the Dress Purple Day campaign. On October 27, wear your best and brightest purple to show your support for children, youth, and families. To learn more about Dress Purple Day, please visit Dress Purple Day, Ontario Association of Children's Aid Societies, OACAS.org.